what we need to do is very simplistic. I've brought it up. I've argued it. We need to force these operations to hire London City Police at their cost on a formula that represents public protection.
The motions are going to be on their sleeve tonight at Centennial Hall. Public meeting on this meth clinic proposed for Warncliffe Road, right next to the Dairy Queen. How'd you like to invest all that money in a new Dairy Queen and then find out there's a meth clinic going in right next door? Can you imagine how those two investors feel, the investors in the Dairy Queen on Warncliffe Road? How do you feel if you're Colin Hopper across the street at Source for Sports? And how do you feel if you're one of the neighbors of this proposed meth clinic? Phone lines just lighting up at the mere mention of this meth clinic. Reg, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Andy. I am totally opposed to these meth clinics. I don't see how it's really helping the people at all. What plans are in place for intervention to get them off of this stuff? Recently, I saw an ex-heroin addict on TV. And he got on the methadone program, and he said it was harder for him to kick the methadone than the heroin. Not only that, why can't an alcoholic go to the beer store and get his fix? What's the difference?
Yeah, there's just something that rubs me the wrong way, too, about exactly what you just said. You know, an addict going there to get his fix. Now, there's quite a debate in the community about whether meth clinics even work or not, so that's the question that I'm throwing out there. Reg, you're not convinced that meth clinics even work.
No, I don't think they do, Andy. Years ago, I worked for a drug agency in another province, and that's when the meth program first came in. All it did was help to keep those people off the street. That's all it did.
And how would you feel if you were a neighbor in that neighborhood on Warncliffe Road?
I sure wouldn't like it, Andy.
Reg, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Lori. Lori, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I'm a neighbor on Highway Ave, six houses from where this clinic's going to be. As far as I'm concerned, this methadone clinic isn't solving anybody's problems, including the people that need methadone.
Do you have children, Lori?
No, I don't have children. I have a lot of seniors that live on this street, and I've lived on this street for 25 years. You talk about investors in the neighborhood. I've invested, and I'm standing to lose property value.
Well, property value is one issue. In which area do you feel most threatened by this meth clinic?
I feel threatened at any of it being brought around us. We have enough now. This is a big city with three other corners that don't have the methadone clinics. The excuse is they need a bus route. If they need a bus route, put it right next to City Hall.
What are you worried about is going to happen if this meth clinic is approved, which it appears it is?
I think we're going to have a lot more trouble in this area than we have now.
Well,
we have businesses that have needles around their property. We have businesses that are losing customers because of this proposed methadone clinic. And we have people who have got charges against their company trying to bring this methadone clinic in place. If we want to help the people that need methadone, then maybe we should look at doing something like CCAC, where they go door to door, get a list of the people that need methadone, go directly to those people's houses, give them the methadone. You're not bringing them out, you're not making them a public show, and you're not causing the police to have to act. Stephen Orser is an idiot for saying that we should be having off-duty police do the job. Police can't do the job of the city as it is when they're working.
You're proposing a sort of a Meals on Wheels service for people who are hooked on...
why bring them out and make a circus act out of it all?
Okay.
That's what you're doing, and it's inciting people. This City Hall meeting tonight, we don't need to go off all pissed off and calling everybody druggies, because that's not helping anybody. That's not the solution.
Are you going to be at the meeting?
I'll be at the meeting. I was at the last meeting. I'm the one that put the notice on the telephone pole so the rest of the community could know about this meeting. And I think you should stop using Meg Walker as the spokesperson for the City of London. Every time you get phone calls about her, you've got lots of people telling you, she doesn't represent what we say.
Look, you're getting off on a separate issue here.
Well, she doesn't live in near where these methadone clinics are, so her opinion isn't the right opinion.
We had her on an entirely different issue. Let's go to Tony. Tony, your thoughts on this meeting tonight. Are you going to the meeting tonight, Tony?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Andy. I don't even know how many meth clinics are in London. I'd be curious to know how many are in London currently. I know I drove by one yesterday to go pick up my daughter from the high school in the area, just literally a block from the police station.
That's right. So what's the point you want to make?
Well, I'm just saying, Denise Brown makes a good point. I mean, it's not about the people who require this service. It's more about the people who maybe mill around these places, preying on these individuals. And like anything in society, people know where to go. I mean, that's the fact. And then, you know, I don't know. What I'm getting at is, here we have a clinic, a block from the London police station. I would really like, from what I saw yesterday, there's no deterrent, even with the police department being a block from that location, for what I saw yesterday.
What did you see?
Well, the type of characters that were hanging out around there, I don't know if these were the users of the clinic or people looking for things. I have no idea. But nonetheless, not to judge a book by a cover, but unfortunately, I guess I am. Because, you know,
it's funny. I'm going to admit to you, I drove by there yesterday. It did not look to me like this was a Vienna Boys Choir. Appreciate the call. The question is, do these clinics even work? I want to bring into the conversation Pam Killeen, who may have some thoughts on this, health and wellness coach. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Andy. Yeah, I have a few thoughts on the subject, and they're probably much different than most people's. But essentially, the way I look at it is that we should be considering why these people are addicts in the first place. We should be looking at issues, including surrounding nutrition and malnutrition specifically. Essentially, you know, I wrote my last book about addiction. It's called Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, and the subtitle is Common Sense Solutions for Our Number One Health Problem. And substance abuse here in Canada is indeed our number one health problem. There are more deaths and disabilities due to substance abuse than any other cause. So it's a greater cost to society even than cancer, heart disease, or diabetes. But the problem with addiction is people don't realize that there may be some biochemical precursors to this condition. Most people stereotype addicts as having a moral defect or a personality flaw. And I see it otherwise. I see that these people are struggling biochemically. They need a drug to get through the day. I don't justify the addiction by any stretch of the imagination, but all I want is for these people to get well, to start being able to run on all eight cylinders so that they can make good decisions.
Pam, can we keep you on the line? We have a number of other callers which I want to get to, but they may have questions, and you're very knowledgeable on this subject. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Terrific. Okay, let's go to Tom. Tom actually is the owner of Boss Hogg's restaurant. Tom, how do you weigh into this?
Well, Andy, you know, it's a tough call. Like, as a business person, you have to look at it as a business person, and you look at it as a human being. As a human being, I, with my values and morals, I believe that, as Pam said, these people, they have an illness. We need to help them as healthy citizens. No matter what the sickness is, we try and help. You know, for a better world collectively. But as a business person, this situation particularly with the methadone clinic, there's three other methadone clinics already within 1.3 kilometers. Mind you, they're small, but putting one there across the street on Warncliffe Road from my business, I'm most likely looking into it, and having known that this was going to be here, I wouldn't invest it in this property. So I really feel that, you know, there's a snowball effect that comes with the methadone clinic. Not so much with the addicts, but with the predators that come to prey on the addicts. You know, there's pushers, there's all kinds of things that happen. We've seen it in other corridors of the city. Old South isn't, this particular area isn't as nice as it was already when I was a child growing up here. But you have to keep in mind, there's McDonald's, there's Dairy Queen, there's kids involved too. So, you know,
Tom, let me timing
it there particularly.
Tom, I totally accept what you're saying, but some people are saying, well, Tom is using the not in my backyard approach. Where should we be putting these meth clinics, Tom, so that we can, straddle this, double-barreled argument that you're making, that as a person and a human being, you want to help these folks, but as a business owner, you're going to suffer.
Yeah. That's not for me to decide. I just know that right here particularly is not a good thing, because we already have three of them. Like I said, within 1.3 kilometers, there's only six in the city. Why are we picking put another one here?
Well, people can now go over and get their drug fix and their banana split in the same stop. Not to be facetious, Tom, but you're worried about what this is going to do to your business.
Correct. Well, you know, and not only the business, but the area. I grew up in this area.
You're going to be at the meeting tonight?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not, but you know, I've written a letter to the mayor and all the councilors giving my point of view on it.
Tom, we'll be talking about it on the show tomorrow. Make sure to call in again. I'd love to hear your point of view. I thank you for your call.
Will do. Take care.
Okay, terrific. Let's go to Josie. Josie, go ahead.
Yes. On September 5th meeting, I overheard Mr. Fleming say, I think he was talking to a person from the media, that they were by the maps that were displayed. And he said, I'll put 7 to 10 clinics in this area if I want to. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't confront Mr. Fleming over it, but I'd like to know what he was thinking, what he was saying when Mr. Garrison had him on with the interview, and Denise Brown, when he said he doesn't want to put them all in one area.
That's right. They want to put them all over the city. That's the plan. As long as schools and libraries and so on are protected, they want them all over the city. I appreciate your call, Josie. Let's go to Shirley. Shirley, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea, you know, putting the new meth lab in the area where they are. But I hear everybody saying that, you know, they need to be hiring police, they need to be, you know, having security and all this other crap. Okay, well, what about putting them in the hospitals? You know, they keep closing down all these rooms and everything at the hospitals. Why not do, you know, have them in at the hospitals, which is going to have them, you know, somewhat spread throughout the city, and they're also going to have security.
Well, it sounds like an excellent idea. Make sure you go to the meeting tonight and share it. Let me just bounce a question before I get to one of the neighbors, Rock. Pam, you know, you talked about what leads people to get into this situation, but the question is, do these meth clinics even work? Do they help people get off the drugs they're addicted to?
Well, people are still addicted. I think what we need to do is look back in history, look back into the 1800s. You know, heroin was invented as the cure for morphine addiction, and we have to look back and say, did it work? No, it made things worse. You know, we can't just duct tape this problem with another problem. So, you know, the other issue we need to be addressing, Andy, is we need to be looking at why, not just the malnutrition issues, but why doctors are prescribing so many opiate drugs out there and why opiate addiction is so pervasive, especially here in Canada.
Well, that's an absolutely crucial issue, one which was featured in one of the national TV documentaries. I want to bring in one of the neighbors. Hi, Rock.
Hello, Andy.
Rock, you going to the meeting tonight?
Yes, I will.
Rock, you can tell from the passion in some of the callers we've had. What's the temperature on this issue on Warncliffe Road?
Well, it's pretty well unanimous. Everybody is opposed to this particular site. We presently have two, I have to correct your previous caller, there are five clinics in London, and two of the five clinics and one of the 18 pharmacies are located within a kilometer away from the proposed site.
So you're saying, this is what you're not saying, not in my backyard.
Yes,
you're saying
it already is, and people who live near these clinics, and particularly one on Warncliffe, 231 Warncliffe, have had, let's say, issues with some of the clientele and some of the clientele hangers-on, so to speak. And another factor I think that has to be put up to account, and this is very important, OATC, this is the clinic operator, Ontario Addiction Treatment Centers. Its track record is questionable. They have been charged in the past for improperly billing OHIP, and their founder, Michael Verenbutt, faces the first of three hearing dates before the College of Physicians and Surgeons starting today on serious allegations of incompetence in treatment of patients. And from source material from the Ontario Federation of Community Mental Health and Addiction Programs, the number of deaths from methadone overdose is significantly rising, resulting in several inquests in the province. Issues identified with large clinics, lack of case management for large caseloads, 200 patients or more, low levels of monitoring for methadone overdose.
Wow. Rock, hold that thought. We're going to get back to you in just a moment. Jeff wants to jump in. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, I've got an idea, Eddie. Why not have the methadone clinics at Old Vic on South Street?
Well, someone suggested in hospitals, there's a building. Well, I think they're about to tear it down for a major development, but it's a good suggestion, Jeff. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you have what are your thoughts?
Okay, two quick questions for your person that was a guest litter. One is, every time I go by the methadone clinic, I see huge crowds. What is the percentage? Are these things actually working? What is the percentage of people that are no longer going to these methadone clinics?
Well, that's the question I keep asking. Rock, have you seen any figures on what their success rate is?
No, I haven't.
Let me ask Pam Colleen. Pam, have you seen any studies on the success rate of meth clinics?
I don't have them at my fingertips, but essentially they're still addicted. They're still using a drug. So that doesn't tell me that that's a success whatsoever.
When somebody is being rehabilitated, they're slowly being weaned off these things to a point where they shouldn't have to keep coming back to these methadone clinics. Public should be aware, probably every month through the free press, what is the percentage of these people that are being rehabilitated in a way where they're not being dependent on the methadone clinics as much anymore, and if these people are still coming, my second question is, why aren't they not going to a hospital where they get the better treatment and they're out of the public eye as for driving by and stuff, where the treatment is far more better and controlled? Is it because these methadone clinic people are afraid that the hospitals are going to judge them, or the crowd that's in the hospital,
Dave,
to walk away?
Excellent question. We have to move on because we're running out of time, and I want to squeeze John in. John, go ahead.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Why don't we have go to their own doctor so he can monitor their situation, and that, you know, if they want to give them methadone by the month or by the week, their doctors can monitor them.
Yeah, their doctors are just not equipped to handle this many, first of all, and this specific situation, John. Rock, a lot of questions there. People are asking, number one, do the meth clinics even work? And why don't we send them to hospitals instead of to the lot beside the Dairy Queen on Wharncliffe?
Okay, Andy, you talk of doctors? Okay, now they admitted that there are not doctors at every one of these clinics at OATC. They have about 50 clinics throughout Ontario. So would you make an appointment with a doctor at a doctor's office and go there and not have a doctor there? They do it by teleconferencing. And also, I have word, I can't say how I got this word, but the clinic at 528, Dr. Craven, he's not there every day. So, of course, the rest of the staff is there, but again, what kind of care is that? When you don't even have a doctor on the premises on a daily basis, which, by the way, is 365 days a year, no days closed. This entire issue, now you say about this method of treatment of methadone, whether it works or not, this is coming directly from the Liberal government. The Liberal government, and Mr. McGuinty and Mr. Bentley. Mr. Bentley's campaign was run by Alan Patton. Alan Patton also represents OATC as their lawyer here in London. And can you spell conflict of interest?
Okay, we have just a couple of moments left. Pam, you're saying we're missing the whole point when it comes to helping people who have an addiction to drugs.
That's right. We should be asking why they have the addiction in the first place. Going after the problem doesn't solve the problem. We need to be saying what's happening to them biochemically. And unfortunately, people who work in the field of addiction, 99% of them are not trained to identify these biochemical imbalances. And they are very clear biochemical imbalances that occur in addiction. A lot of people just think that this is a problem with the brain, but you have to look at the entire body to see why the brain isn't operating properly in the first place.
Well, there's a tsunami of these cases happening, as you know, Pam. We need to look at solutions. But in terms of the immediate decision at this meeting tonight, and a meeting that or a decision that will be made shortly at City Hall, do you think we should be putting up this mega meth clinic on Wharncliffe Road?
I think we should be looking for the real problem that is causing addiction in the first place. I think they should be talking to doctors and finding out why they're handing out so many opiate medications in the first place. I think they should be looking at the nutrition status of all these people struggling with addiction. I think that's where our attention and our time and our money should be better spent.
Well, we'll mention that to Deb Matthews, but she's too busy right now deciding whether she wants to be the leader of this party or not. Pam, appreciate your perspective so much. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks, Pam. Okay, Rock, you're one of the neighbors. You and your friends in the neighborhood are determined to keep this meth clinic out of your area.
Yes, and I look at our provincial capital of Toronto. The Toronto proper keeps out the methadone clinics out of Toronto proper. And what clinics they do have, I guess, in the suburbs, none of them are OATC. They will not allow them. They're wise to them.
Rock, I appreciate you joining us. Have a great meeting tonight, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, there it is, folks. Thank you so much for all your calls this morning. It's been quite a ride. Quite a story involving this London suit salesman who's been fired. A tremendous reaction in the community to that. Please, hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. Please hang up and drive. 11 o'clock news coming up next, and then the John Big Show. Thanks for joining us right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.